due at signing, and zero first month's payment. Now at Bale Honda. 36 months, 12K miles per year. Tax, title, and license due at signing. See dealer for details. Ends 3/4/13.
Would you like to be in the zone? Well, then put your lotion in the basket and call the Fury Electric Studio.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
At 433-1037 or toll free at 1-800-477-1037.
Put the lotion in the basket!
Whether you like raising moths in your basement or loading couches into vans, we've got a place for you here. Now, back to Justin Akre.
That was good.
Let me just say this for the record. Big Baby, you have a lot of problems. We need an entire team of psychologists working on you at all times.
There's not enough psychiatrists.
What? Honestly, if you got left on a deserted island, the only two movies you would need would be Back to the Future and Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Uh-huh.
I would love to see Doc Brown. You know what we need to do? We need to do a parody sometime of Doc Brown stuck in that hole.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Stuck in the hole in the basement. He's like, rubs himself with the lotion or else he gets the hose again. 1.21 gigawatts? He had a bolt of lightning for that.
Oh my gosh, you guys have your own little language.
Poor Doc Brown. What if Doc Brown got stuck in that basement? Oh, wait. Was he a great big eccentric doctor? Who sings this? What is this song?
Q Lazarus.
Of course you know that. Big Baby has a lot of issues, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow on The Zone, figuring out Big Baby. We're going to have a whole segment on it, just like Canadian Hijack when Christina
Canadian
Lecure's
Hijack
in.
Was actually legitimate. I don't even know what the heck you guys are doing right now.
That's because A, you're Canadian. B, you're a chick. So,
hey, when Terry called in, he knew exactly what was up.
That's true. You speak his lingo.
That's right.
He's obviously got... Well, you both have hockey in your veins. That's the one...
He's from here!
Yeah. Well, I mean, he still likes hockey. You don't have to be Canadian. Don't be such a nationalist. I mean, look.
I am not a nationalist. I love it here. I am working on my American citizenship.
Are you dual?
No.
Okay.
I have to be here for at least 10 years and married.
Wow. Well, you know what?
You guys try to keep me out of this place.
The good news is, how long have you and Nathan been married?
A year and a half.
Okay, well, that's about a year longer than the average Hollywood marriage, so you've already done well. Let's bring in Robert Turbeville of 24/7 Sports. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Justin. How are you?
Turbo, everything's beautiful. It's been a weird day today. My face hurts. Big Baby's got issues. And Christina's wants to talk about everything that's Canadian and female golfish. So,
oh, my gosh.
We're going to talk about recruiting and not for hockey or female golf or lacrosse, which is actually the national sport of Canada, we found out a couple weeks ago.
Well, I don't have any Canadian recruits for you this year, but I do have a English guy that they're looking at.
Like English, like British?
Yeah, like from London.
Okay. Cool. Where? What's he play?
He's an offensive tackle, a kid named Jermaine. I don't even know if I can pronounce the last name.
I want you to try now.
But I'll give it a shot. It's Jermaine Ulamanor. He's gigantic, like 6'6", 6'7".
Spell his last name.
JUCO kid. So
spell his last name.
ELUEMUNOR.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't bother to ask him, but probably should have, but as big as he is, I just called him Sir.
But you didn't realize you'd be talking about him because asking about foreign kids.
Is he a native of London?
Yeah, he actually moved here 4 years ago. There wasn't much in the way of opportunities for either himself or his sister, and his dad packed him up and moved him to Jersey, and... in pursuit of, I guess, the American dream, and that kid's certainly living it. Arkansas offered him about a week ago. He just kind of found out about it yesterday, but he's, you know, getting offered by everybody in the country. He's one of the hottest recruits right now, and the Razorbacks have a pretty good shot at him. He's a JUCO kid out of Scranton, PA, a school called Lackawanna Community College.
That's even worse than his last name. That's rough. Is this he would be coming this coming fall or a year later?
Yeah, he's a 2014 guy.
Okay.
He's a kid who actually thought he was going to be in part of the 2013 class, but there were some issues with his transcript from England, and he didn't actually have enough credits. So
that happens
a
lot.
So, yeah.
What are you trying to say? Trying to say British people don't have their credits?
No, I'm just saying it happens a lot with foreign kids coming in to play college athletics
even
in the United States.
Even though you're smarter than us?
It wouldn't happen in Canada.
It didn't happen to me, but it's happened to a lot.
Did your brother have any problems?
My middle brother actually did. Yeah. He had something happen with his transcript. It's not like he didn't. My brother was, he went to med, or he was in pre-med. He's yeah. not.
He didn't seem that smart to me when I met him.
Which one did you mean?
I'm just kidding.
That's right.
Okay, what about, we were going to talk basketball too, because there are a lot of basketball recruits in the mix and a lot of guys that I'm sure folks are familiar with. But talk to me about the picture there.
Yeah, you know, they're actually technically full for 2013. That is, if, you know, B.J. Young or Marshawn Powell do return, odds are one, if not both of those guys, are probably gone. There's a kid from New Mexico College that they're recruiting, a shooting guard. You know, having a hard time. I can't remember his name right now. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, he's a guy that they're on. And then we've been doing a lot of 2014 and 2015 recruiting stuff for basketball. Actually, I'm getting ready to walk out the door now and head down to Greenwood to watch Perron Ross of Jonesboro play, and then a little bit later watch Anton Beard, a very talented point guard out of Little Rock Parkview, play. He recently decommitted from Missouri, and things are sounding pretty promising for the Razorbacks right now. They had a bunch of kids come in. Last home game, had the number one, one of the top players for 2015 from Dallas, a kid named King McClure, who's just a sensational athlete. They had a lot of young kids come in. And like I said, that's kind of been what we've been focusing on. We'll know, I guess, April the 17th, they'll actually know, you know, before then, but April 17th is the deadline as far as early entry withdrawal in the NBA draft. So, B.J. and Marshawn will have to let Arkansas know today ahead of time whether they're coming back. And then, you know, I'm sure Mike's got a plan in place as far as, you know, what he would do.
Here's hope.
Or when they leave. But.
Yeah, here's hoping. Well, I'm hoping they come back. We had Dave Odom on earlier in the week on Monday. He was at the Downtown Tip-Off Club in North Little Rock, and he strongly suggested that they both return. Sounded like he was kind of like, that's a no-brainer. But, you know, he's had had pretty good experience with that with Tim Duncan at Wake Forest, so he may be a touch biased, but I think if B.J. Young